After a tussle on Capitol Hill over the spending bill passed last weekend, Congress is expected to repeal part of that bill. That won't happen until December, though. Democrats objected to the way the bill was rushed through Congress, and they refused to remove the objectionable provision today by voice vote. That forces Congress to return next month to put their votes on record. The measure in question would have allowed some members of Congress and their staff to examine citizens' tax returns without any privacy protections. News analyst Daniel Shore says it looks as though Congress literally did not know what it was doing.
In 1972, my income tax returns were audited by the IRS for the first and only time in my life. I wonder whether that had anything to do with my appearance on the Nixon enemies list. In the post-Watergate days, legislation was enacted to strengthen the privacy provisions of the tax code. So you can understand that I have more than a casual interest in the amendment slipped into the 14-inch-thick omnibus spending bill in the dark of night last Friday, along with dozens of pork provisions. The amendment, an easily overlooked couple of lines in 3,600 pages, would do away with the privacy provisions, and it would give congressional committee chairmen and their staffs authority to inspect any tax returns they chose to see. This legislated attack on privacy was caught by an aide to Democratic Senator Kent Conrad of North Dakota. Immediately, senators who had voted for the bill without reading it expressed themselves as shocked, and began a search for the villain. That appears to be an aide to Republican Representative Ernest Istook of Oklahoma, who chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee that oversees the IRS. Congressman Istook says that he knew nothing about it, which suggests that an unelected staff member can exercise a member's proxy in passing legislation. Now Congress is in full retreat. An outrage, says Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa. A throwback to the old days when tax information was used against political enemies. And so a Congress which had thought it was finished will come back next month to repair the damage by repealing the offending lines in the bill. The tax return flap has drawn attention to what Senator John McCain calls a bizarre situation in which hundreds of billions of dollars are appropriated without any elected person seeing the provisions. That's how members get zoos, post offices, and monuments for their states and districts. That's how a museum gets built in Philadelphia. In most cases, it's a matter of one hand washing the other, and letting staff handle the details. But authority to spy on the taxpayers, that went a little too far. Now Congress is thrashing around, trying to undo what it has done or allowed to be done. This is Daniel Shore.